Hello, and welcome to the Book Speaks podcast, where the book speaks for itself. I'm your host, Benjamin Douglas, and this is the show where each week I read a chapter from a different indie author. Thanks for joining me for today's reading. Hey everybody, happy Friday. Thanks for being with me today for episode number 330 of the Book Speaks podcast, where the book speaks for itself. As always, I'm your host, Benjamin Douglas. A very exciting episode today. I'll be reading from the work of indie author Rick Gualtieri. Yeah! He's the author of The Tome of Bill, among other things, which is sort of a snarky, comedic horror series, and fairly popular for indie work. And I'll be reading sort of the first chapter, although they're not numbered, from the first title in that series, Bill the Vampire. If you haven't heard of this, or if you haven't heard of Rick, you need to check this stuff out. This is just some very fine, funny, clever writing. And I really hope you enjoy the reading today so that you can see what I'm talking about. I'm going to talk some more about Rick, of course, but before I do, I want to give a brief poetry reading. It's been a few weeks since we had one, so I thought I'd share with you today. This is a poem I wrote last year. It's called Gozzle on a Dream About a Sinking Car. I was marching in the barefoot night for you. Never wondered if it was all right with you. We'd been driving out along a forest road when the darkness melted into light, and you turned around to show me what your face was like. I was hearing fog, and to the right, where you sat beside the driver, glass was filling the windows like a casserole. To fight it, you turned into another body, mine, and rolled down the gate to get out. It was tight. Then you disappeared beneath the bubbling surface. I marched in barefoot dreams to find the sight of you, lost among the paddies and the dragonflies. Fiery eyes turned skyward from the night of you. All right, that is my poem, Gozzle on a Dream About a Sinking Car. I hope you enjoyed it. It's sort of like a gozzle, if you know what that is, a G-H-A-Z-A-L, except I'm bending some of the rules. I'm not ending a sentence at every stanza break. I'm doing some enjambment for my own interest. So yeah, there's that. Back to Rick Gualtieri. I'm going to go ahead and read Rick's Amazon author bio, as always. Rick Gualtieri loves adventure, snarky dialogue, and mayhem. So it's only natural that his best-selling Tome of Bill series kicks the mired status quo of vampire fiction straight in the teeth with its mix of supernatural chaos and sharp-tongued, geeky humor. It's time to make the undead fun again. Rick lives alone in a dark, evil place called New Jersey, with only his wife, three kids, and countless pets to both keep him company and constantly plot against him. When he's not busy monkey-clicking words, he can typically be found jealously guarding his collection of vintage Transformers from all who would seek to defile them. Defilers, beware. Upcoming works include Devil Hunters, that's Tale of the Crypto Hunter, Book 2, Get Bent, The Hybrid of High Moon, Book 1, and The Silas Kane Scrolls. Connect with him at website and mailing list sign up at www.rickgualtieri.com, and then he has a Facebook and a Twitter link, or just drop him a line at rickg@rickgualtieri.com. Don't be shy. Unlike the creatures in his novels, he doesn't bite. Very nice. Very clever author bio. And I will second that at the end. It's true. Rick is not shy. He's actually extremely cool, especially for a guy with his level of success. When I reached out to him on K-Boards, where I first encountered him, well, where I first found him, I should say, years ago, he was he got back to me right away, just really, really cool, kind, supportive of the idea, gave his permission for me to read, said, yes, of course, do it. I'd love to hear it. Rick, I'm going to read his Amazon author rank beta as well, so you can get a bit of get a better picture of where this guy is sitting in terms of ranking and sales. He is number 76 in Kindle eBooks, literature and fiction, horror. So in the entire Kindle store, for the horror subgenre of lit and fiction, number 76 is not too shabby, sir. Not too shabby at all. It's quite impressive, really. So good on you, Rick. Rick, I think it said in the book that you wrote this in 2011. I see that you put up at least the current edition in 2014. And like I say, I've been lurking for an embarrassingly long time, really, on K-Boards, considering I just published this year. But I've been seeing him interact with a lot of the other big players and in a lot of important threads on K-Boards, giving lots of useful insights and advice and commentary for the last couple of years. So he's an active part of the indie author community for sure. I'm also going to go ahead and read the description, that is the book blurb, of his book, Bill the Vampire, from which I'll be reading in just a moment. There are reasons we fear the night. He is not one of them. Bill Ryder was a dateless geek, but then he met a girl to die for. So, he did. Unfortunately for him, that was just the beginning of his troubles. He awoke as a vampire, one of the legendary predators of the night. Sadly, fangs or not, he was still at the bottom of the food chain. Now he finds himself surrounded by creatures stronger, deadlier, and a lot cooler than he is. And they all want to kick his teeth in. Bill isn't exactly average, though. A vampire like him hasn't been seen in centuries. He's got a few tricks up his sleeve, unlikely allies, and an attitude that makes him too damn obnoxious to quit. Join him in this hilarious tale of immortal monsters and the unlikely hero who's not afraid to kill them off, even if it gets him killed permanently this time. Bill the Vampire is book one in the best-selling Tome of Bill urban fantasy series, a foul-mouthed misadventure through the realm of the paranormal. If you're a fan of Jim Butcher or Kevin Hearn, then you're likely in for a bloody good time. Read the complete series today. Good, and there's actually a good bit more in the blurb describing the rest of the series and with some reviews, but I'm going to leave that for you to check out. And as always, of course, I'll be linking to Rick's author website and his Amazon author page in the show notes. Yeah, so Bill the Vampire, what an interesting take on the vampire story. A totally different archetype, right? Here's what I find interesting. I hear the vampire discussion framed as a binary dialogue, right? I remember one of Chris Fox's first interviews on the Science Fiction and Fantasy Marketing Podcast, maybe his first interview on that show, when he was talking about his Deathless series, Vampires Don't Sparkle and all that stuff. And he was talking about how he was kind of fed up, and he knew a lot of other people who were fed up with the sexy, cool vampires, and he wanted to get back to scary, monstrous vampires, things that go bump in the night. And I thought that was pretty cool too. But it is sort of a binary that I've heard repeated elsewhere since then. And then here's Rick the Vampire, who's a geeky vampire. He's neither particularly sexy nor particularly scary, apparently. A really fresh, interesting take on the vampire archetype. And if you are like so over vampires in fiction, but you even remotely enjoy clever, witty writing and kind of snarky humor, you should really check this out. You might find yourself very pleasantly refreshed. It is a little foul-mouthed. That's, you know, kind of comes with the scene in a lot of comedy. So if that puts you off, then be warned. You'll hear some of that in the reading today. What I'm going to read for you comes after a prologue in Bill the Vampire and before the rest of the book. So the chapters are not numbered, but this is sort of chapter one. And just to give you an idea of what's going on, I believe the prologue is entitled The Day I Died. So it starts with a bang. We're kind of skipping that part to read the first chapter, which is some sort of backstory, but you're going to get a feel for Rick's voice. It's a first-person narration, and it's just a great tone. So good on you, Rick. I wish you much more success. Thanks again for your permission. As always, to anyone listening, the reading you're about to hear does not come from an official audiobook. It's presented here for free with the author's full knowledge, consent, permission, all that good stuff. I hope you really enjoy this reading. Do come back next week. I've got a couple of weeks booked. We're going to have some more science fiction. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I want to remind anyone who's interested in my own author journey that at the end of October here, I'm going to be releasing the third title in my Starship Fairfax military science fiction sort of action adventure series, and that is the Neptune Contingency. And when I do that, I'm going to put book one, The Lunar Gambit, on sale for free for 5 days or whatever. It's going to be my Kindle Unlimited free run. So I'll mention that again over the next couple of weeks. If you want to check that out, you'd be doing me a huge favor, of course. So anyway, without any further ado, here is my reading from Rick Gualtieri's Bill the Vampire. Thanks so much. Hope you enjoy, and I'll see you back next week. Bill the Vampire. The Tome of Bill, Book 1. By Rick Gualtieri. Before I became the dearly departed. Okay, let's back up a little bit. I'm probably getting ahead of myself. Before I bore you with little things like, say, my death, I should probably fill you in on the basics first. How's that sound? Good? Then let's start over, shall we? My name's Bill. Bill Ryder. William Anderson Ryder, if you want to be formal. Although I'm not sure why you'd want to be formal with a dead guy. It's a pretty cool name, if you ask me, although it did get a little annoying a few years ago when The Matrix came out. For a couple of months, I had to deal with every single person I knew, ending everything they said to me with, "Mr. Anderson," in a deadpan voice. It was funny the first time, much less so the 5,000th time. Anyway, I've always liked how my initials spelled out WAR, kind of like W. Axl Rose, if a bit less cool, maybe. Although, since I go by Bill, my friends have always pointed out that BAR might be a better acronym. I can't really complain about that one either, since I might admit to spending a decent amount of time pounding back cold ones on the weekends. Now, I'd love to tell you that I'm a private detective, maybe a boy wizard in training, or even a normal Joe by day / superhero by night, but that would be stretching the truth just a bit. As with all things, reality tends to be less exciting than what we would hope it would be. Here are the basics. I'm 24, currently single, and with no real potential hopefuls in sight. Well, there is Sheila, but we'll get back to her later, especially since I'm not 100% certain she'd be able to pick me out of a police lineup. Not that she has any reason to. It's not like I've been stalking her these past few years. Sure, I know where she lives, what time she gets to work, what her favorite perfume is, but I assure you, I'm definitely not stalking her. Really. Oh, yeah. And she has this super cute ass that shakes so nicely when she walks. Sorry about that. Sometimes I get caught up in the moment. Where was I? Oh, yeah, the basics. I'm 24. I think I might have mentioned that already. I have short brown hair, brown eyes, glasses, am maybe an inch or two above average height, and about 20... Well, okay, about 30 pounds overweight. I'm not quite a hideous mutant, but the ladies aren't exactly swarming all over me like pigs in shit, either. That might have something to do with the fact that I probably look like someone who'd be right at home, sitting around a D&D game, which I might admit to doing occasionally, or every Sunday, whichever comes first. I have a degree in computer science from NJIT, graduated with honors, etc. I like to think I'm a pretty smart guy. Maybe not MIT material, fucking elitist cocksuckers, but I can hold my own in front of a dual monitor setup. Speaking of which, I work as a game programmer for HopscotchGames.com. You've probably heard of them. You know Jewel Smash? Yep, that was me, baby. That little gem, no pun intended, alone has made the company millions in online revenue. I dare say I got a nice little bonus on that one. Emphasis on little, cheap bastards. But still, I can't complain. At least, not too much. I make more than enough to support my lavish lifestyle. I get full benefits and can work from home pretty much whenever I feel like it. Overall, there are far worse places to be employed. Don't get me wrong, though. The second I win the lottery, those guys can go fuck themselves sideways. Anyway, my said lavish lifestyle consists of the top floor apartment of a building in the Bay Ridge section of Brooklyn. I share it with my two aforementioned roomies, Ed and Tom. Ed is my partner in crime over at Hopscotch Games. He does graphic design for them, and we've partnered on more than a few of their top downloads. We met in college, and he's the one who got me the interview over there. Ed's a good guy, if a little odd. He's got a lot of talent, but is absolutely the least passionate artist I have ever met. Life is one big meh to him. Some days, I'm pretty certain you'd need to set him on fire and cut his balls off with a dull hacksaw to get a reaction out of him. Not that I fantasize much about setting him on fire, or his balls, for that matter. But you get the idea. As for Tom, he's my main bud. We've been friends for almost 20 years. Of everyone I know, I'd vote him the most likely in the next decade or so to wind up in a 20-room mansion with a hot trophy wife by his side. Tom's all about the money. He works over in the Manhattan Financial District. Currently, he's little more than a toady to the higher-ups, but he assures me that's the way things work there. You latch onto some upwardly mobile VP like a remora, in this case, attaching your lips firmly to their ass, and let them drag you up the ranks. He rounds that part out by also being an obsessive collector. His dad got him into it when he was young, and then Tom's OCD took over and kept going in overdrive ever since. He's got a storage bin back in Jersey, where we grew up, filled to the brim with comic books and action figures. That doesn't even count the stuff he keeps locked in his bedroom. Most of it is worth shit now, and will probably be forever, but he's got a few nice pieces. Just don't let him catch you playing with any of them. Dude is a little psycho about it. I once repositioned his He-Man figure, so it was giving it to Princess Leia doggy style, and you'd have thought I'd have poisoned his family. Shit, if I ever did poison his family, he'd probably get over it quicker. So, that's me. Not exactly Bruce Wayne, but then again, not a basket case, still living at home with Mom and Dad, either. My life is steady, if a little dull. Get up, get some work done, eat some food, then go back to sleep. Rinse and repeat until the weekend, when it's more or less collect my paycheck, hang out with my friends, and bitch about the rest of the week. Someday, I hope to get married, have a few kids, and then I'll probably settle into the same routine again, except then I'll spend my weekends with my wife bitching about the rest of the week. You know how it is. My plan is a lot like anyone else's. Maximize my good times, minimize my bad, and leave the larger stuff to people who give more of a shit than I do. Or at least, that was the plan. But then I had to go and fuck it all up by dying.
This concludes another episode of the Book Speaks podcast, where the book speaks for itself. Thanks for joining me, your host, Benjamin Douglas, for another indie author reading. If you liked what you heard, be sure to visit http://thebookspeakspodcast.wordpress.com for more episodes and for links to the author's website and the author's Amazon author page in the show notes. If you'd like to follow me on my own author journey, you can find me at http://benjamindouglasbooks.wordpress.com. And of course, if you're an indie author interested in having your work featured on the show, or if you're interested in discussing having your book read and produced by me as an audiobook, feel free to contact me at benjamindouglasbooks@gmail.com. Thanks for joining me today. I hope you have a productive and enjoyable weekend.